day services for people with disabilities have been closed for more than 3 months since COVID restrictions were introduced. Now the HSE has put forward guidelines to enable day service providers to reopen. But an association who represent people with disabilities say that services will be much reduced, putting further pressure on people and their families. We'll talk to Inclusion Ireland shortly, but first let's hear from the Campion family in Navan in County Meath. They started an online petition calling for the reopening of services for people with intellectual disabilities. Their 28-year-old daughter Deirdre has Down syndrome. Pre-COVID, she attended Prosper in Navan, but with lockdown restrictions in place, she has now been at home for 17 weeks. Her family say she has become withdrawn and quieter since the service was closed. They talked with our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally.
When's your birthday?
In November.
November.
November, mine too!
Ah.
Yeah, what date?
The 15th.
Deirdre Campion will be 29 years of age this November. She has Down syndrome and it's been 17 weeks since the day service that she attended in Navan closed when COVID restrictions began. She misses her friends, the library, the restaurant and all the activities she did there. The thing she misses the most?
Fitness
in Prosper.
Deirdre's fitness classes were incorporated into her 30-hour-a-week care. That has been reduced to 1 hour a week, as her sister Laura explains.
At the moment, she's receiving 1 hour from her key worker, and during that time, they go for a walk. And then also, she has one Zoom call per week. It's impacting on Deirdre's mental health and well-being. And for people with intellectual disabilities, they really need the interaction, the social, the face-to-face interaction that a day service would provide, and their friendships and to see her peers and the other staff members.
Without those supports, Deirdre has become withdrawn and less excited by each new day. Before the COVID restrictions were introduced, she got up every morning and marked the day off her own calendar, which hangs in the kitchen of the Campion home. Those ticks stop on the 29th of April and she hasn't turned a page on the calendar since.
Every day really is like Groundhog Day for Dee. She hasn't really been anywhere because these services are really what are offering her that lifeline with her friends and her peers, and that she doesn't have that right now.
Just regarding your parents, how difficult has it been for them?
It's been tough for them to watch Deirdre become more withdrawn. She's quieter. She lies on her bed all day. And to know that you feel that there's no voice there for Deirdre and our family, and we feel very much left out of this phase three and the reopening of the country.
Such was the extent of Laura's frustration that she set up a petition online for other families in the same situation.
We've almost 6,000 signatures now, and people from all over the country have been in touch with me, siblings, parents as well, of other adults with intellectual disabilities. And what we really need here now, Alva, is we need clear timelines, a plan of action, and we need answers as to when our loved ones can access these services again. There needs to be choice available to service users. We're not mitigating the risk here. We know that there is a risk involved, but these are a lifeline. And Deirdre, really, her world has become so small. And with phase three, I really felt it was so disheartening to know that she still has no access to her day service.
That's Laura and Deirdre Campion speaking to our correspondent, Alva Keneally. Enda Egan is CEO of Inclusion Ireland. Enda Egan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
You've read the HSE guidelines. What's your understanding of how it will be decided who returns to daycare and when?
I think, Gavin, firstly, it's quite important just to look at daycare and its primary function. And the primary function of daycare is to provide meaningful activities for people with the intellectual disability. However, the secondary function is that it provides a break for the family. And right now, families are telling us that they are at the end of their, you know, their mental, emotional and physical capacity. They're at burnout level. And it is crucially important that they service levels get up and running, number one, very quickly, and number two, back up to full capacity. It would be our understanding from reading the document that there's a very clear message coming from this document, and it states quite clearly in the very first pages that, you know, the levels of service across the COVID-19 emergency period will not be at the same level as they were pre-COVID. That's a huge concern for our members. In terms of how that decision, I suppose, is going to be made, there is prioritisation criteria set out quite clearly in the documents for service providers. And I think the HSE have done quite a good job in terms of putting this document together, and it is quite clear in its function. However, what is clear from this is that there is not going to be the same levels of services available. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that the capacity, when you introduce social distancing in today's services, the capacity is not going to be there to have the same amount of people present in the building as it was pre-COVID. The government are not putting a capital fund in place to allow service providers to go out and to either, you know, rent new premises, bigger premises, or to make modifications to their current premises to allow more people to come to their service. And we must remember that schools and some older person services already have that capital grant available to them.
Okay.
That's not happening. The other thing here as well is that the redeployment of staff that were working in day services, some of them have been moved to residential services. There's no timeline as to when those staff are going to come back. It does look like that many of them are going to remain in residential services, providing day services to the service users in residential settings.
Okay.
Correct.
The Minister responsible, Anne Rabbitt, has said in a statement that she's delighted that service users and their families will now have certainty that day services will gradually resume during the month of August. The guidance issues provide a strong framework for service providers, as well as the reassurance that they will be guided by public health advice. What happens to those who won't be able to get into daycare now?
That's the question that really is unanswered. What's going to happen here is that that responsibility is going to, you know, push back on the family. The state has a reputation, unfortunately, in this country of pushing the care provision back onto the family wherever the opportunity presents. And that's something that we cannot allow to happen. It is worth stating here, Gavin, that we now have four ministers with a brief extending right across the disability issue. And we would appeal to them as a collective to sit down with the three leaders of the political parties. And we need to remember here that a programme for government has been put together, you know, based on implementing the societal changes that the nation voted for in the last election. And I believe that, you know, there is a very good real opportunity here for the government to, you know, realign their expenditure in line with the social issues that people want dealt with. So it should begin by the HSE, you know, it should begin by the government providing a fund to the HSE to deliver pre-COVID levels of day services. I would also add that within the programme for government here, the government have stated that they are going to work towards increasing day services, and we're only 2 weeks into this current government, and it now looks like they're actually going to decrease day services, and that cannot be allowed to happen.
Enda Egan, CEO of Inclusion Ireland, thank you for speaking to us. 8:52.